Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy Toledo, for once, many Americans agree with the radical Muslims. They amassed at the White House gates and hung up a bunch of signs, and they were chanting, Allahu Akbar, F Joe Biden. Now, why they were doing it, we disagree on, because these are the Hamas-supporting, terrorist-supporting Muslims, pro-Palestinian Muslims, who hate Jews, who want to eradicate the Jews, etc., etc. But what it shows you is the divide in the Republican Party, which we will talk about today, and we talk about it in the Republican Party, in the Democratic Party. We'll talk about it today, we talk about it every day. There's a divide in politics, the biggest divide ever. Black versus white, men versus women, women versus women, and I use my finger quotes on those other women, etc. The biggest divide politically, probably in history. And you know who causes it? The Democrats. They created the chaos. Look, they let in radical Muslims who now protest. And you only see them when it comes out, you know, with something with Israel. But now you're seeing it, right? You're seeing the anti-Semitism. We'll talk about it a little bit later. How it's impacting the Democrats. Because it's backfiring. That's for sure. But I want you to understand that Joe Biden is in a rock and a hard place, and he is wholly unqualified to deal with it. He can't deal with this. He doesn't have the mental capacity. He doesn't have the experience. Oh, Joe, he's a senator. He's Mr. Foreign Policy, whatever. This guy has gotten us into the worst situations we've seen in ages. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The presidency is tough. Particularly when you have to focus on more than getting rich. And so Joe Biden can't hide from the truth. The truth is he doesn't know what he's doing. His policies are horrible. And the reason for that is he's not the real leader. He's being told what to do. He doesn't have any direction. He never has. The only thing Joe Biden's wanted is the power and the prestige. Oh, and the money. The truth of his fake presidency. That reality now hits a handful of Americans who actually voted for him square in the face. If you voted for Joe Biden, you got what you got. And the people around you who are hurting, all the homeless, the veterans, the people committing suicide, all these people are your fault because you chose the wrong guy. And those of you who know that he cheated, and the cheat is so obvious now. There's a guy that just came out. He says there's definitive proof they cheated in Georgia. Talk about that. Trump got some major victories we talked about earlier. Why? Because they shouldn't have been going after him in the first place. Would we be in this situation if Trump were in office? Of course not. Now we live under the rule of a madman who has no idea how to lead. That's the truth of it. If Joe Biden were resolute, if he were an honorable man, we wouldn't be in two wars. We wouldn't have Muslims infiltrating our government. We wouldn't have the potential thwarted terror attack that was going to happen to a Jewish synagogue or something in Houston, Texas. I'm actually surprised the FBI stopped it. We wrote about it. Joe Biden's in big trouble. And the reason is very simple. He put himself there. I talked earlier about Trump. And I talked about the problems plaguing the Biden family. They're not going to get any better. And here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Joe Biden loses in a landslide. If he makes it, he won't make it. And I'm sad to say that because Joe Biden would be the perfect. There are parts of me that hope I'm so wrong on this. It's insane. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this. Fetterman is trolling Gavin Newsom by saying, you're the candidate who hasn't announced he's a candidate. This is Fetterman. He's finally got his wits enough about him that even he recognizes that Gavin Newsom is the candidate who hasn't announced that he's a candidate. You know, he's, oh, Joe Biden's done a great job. We played the clips. Oh, Joe Biden, he's amazing, Joe Biden. Whatever. No amount of election cheating can save Joe Biden if he's the presidential candidate of the Democrats in 2024. Even the Dominion-loving, Dominion-using, Dominion-hacking Democrats know there is no way they could sell the idea of Biden winning another presidency, and it would create an unbelievable... If they were to cheat him in again against Donald Trump, it would be, we would go to civil war. We let him get away with it once. We won't let him get away with it again. Americans have witnessed the worst presidency in the history of America. And that's saying something when you consider Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter. And speaking of Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden's numbers are the worst of anybody with 1 year out from re-election since Jimmy Carter in 1979. And the fallout of Jimmy Carter's numbers and his performance led to the landslide defeat that he suffered at the hands of the great Ronaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan. Mike Miller reported on these numbers, and he showed Donald Trump pulling ahead of Biden in polling to the point where people are scared. The Democrats are scared to death. And by the way, there's a New York Times tab post. You should see the numbers. Trump is rising in I'm talking steadily, you know, 3-4 points every time they do something, rising steadily, and Joe Biden's going down, down, down. And to be honest with you, I don't even see how Joe Biden's in the picture, but the new polls are horrible. Trump leads in 5 of the 6 most important battleground states, all of which Biden supposedly carried in 2020. 1 year out from election, they say Biden continues to suffer from growing serious doubts about everything from his age to the mishandling of the economy to the never-ending border crisis to now his potentially ominous handling of the Israel-Hamas war. But here's what I'll tell you. If the pollsters were honest, they would admit that Trump leads Biden in every poll. And if the Democrats were honest, Trump would be in the Oval Office now and we would have a very different America. But Democrats are scoundrels who cheat for sport, regardless of the outcome. And that's why America faces its most grave and desperate problems. But we're going to fix it. We'll be back to talk more about these numbers. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have come to a conclusion, and quite frankly, Democrats came to this conclusion in 2020 that Joe Biden loses by a landslide. But the setup was different. They could talk about, oh, Trump is hated, and they faked the polls, and they did all the other stuff, and they orchestrated. And even with all of that, they still had to go to DEFCON 1, go nuclear to beat Trump. Shut down everything. Water mains breaking. Everybody's shutting down at a certain time in all the states that Donald Trump was winning. Suddenly, he's losing. But they can't do it in the next election cycle. See, the problems that Joe Biden has created for himself haven't gone unnoticed because they can't. Undoubtedly, Bidenomics and Bidenflation play out in the daily lives of Americans. It's the economy, stupid. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Gallup puts Biden's approval at a dismal 37%. And the omen which portends Biden should he get the nomination, which means he ain't going to win. Let me just tell you, Joe Biden is at the lower stage than his six immediate predecessors: Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Ronald Reagan. Two of them, Trump and George H.W. Bush, failed to get reelected despite having higher approvals than Joe Biden. Only Jimmy Carter, who was at 32%, was more unpopular than Biden with a year to go. So here's the setup. Joe Biden will not get the Democrat nomination. You guys have heard me say this over and over on this very program. I've written about it. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Because if there's anybody I want to see run, it would be a bumbling, fumbling Joe Biden. Because he can't hide in the basement. He's in his 80s. You guys have heard me jokingly, not even jokingly, say he's aging in dog years, because he is. Joe Biden will not be the person. And everybody knows it. It is the inside the beltway open secret. Gavin Newsom's who they're picking. So I'm sorry to tell you that, because I want to share with you the reason why Joe Biden would get his butt kicked, but they have no recourse except to let Trump win. And it's not the poll numbers per se, it's the multiple media outlets that have told me. When I'm making an evaluation of, is Joe Biden going to be the guy, I'm telling you, it's not what you're hearing. Even though you hear bad poll numbers, that's nothing. They can fake the polls. They can go, oh, no, the new polling shows this or that. The polls are like statistics. They can be, manipulated in such a way that anything looks good. But what can be manipulated is when they don't attack Biden for months on his age, on Hunter Biden, on his performance or anything, and suddenly you start hearing about, oh, the poll numbers are terrible. This is, ooh, ooh, ah, wow, wow. Multiple media outlets letting cats out of the bag. Now it's a full court press about getting Joe Biden kicked to the curb, and they got to do it quickly. And this is why I told you guys, I said, don't be surprised if Biden's out by the end of the year. The Democrats can't tolerate him much longer. You're going to see negative polls. You're going to see other press for Joe Biden and his family, and the attack on his family will be multi-pronged. They'll start with him, his performance, and I don't need to explain it. He started a war in Ukraine. He funded terrorism against Israel, which, by the way, is going to leak to America. He runs the risk of a third war with Iran. Now, this is the guy that warned us about Donald Trump. He could take us to war. The American economy is on the brink of disaster. Some say it already is. I'm one of those. And our economy impacts the world economy. Then add to this the southern invasion that's happening on our southern border, or the invasion. It is a southern invasion because that's where it is. And then you get to those rotten polls. All these things are the reasons why Joe Biden's sitting there going, what's happening? I mean, does he really know? Honestly. Okay, what's the next thing? His family. Joe and his family. Democrats are going to pressure Joe Biden. They're going to make threats to his family due to these scandals. And if Joe's a family man that he purports himself to be, this is going to break him. But it's not just about him. I don't know. Did you guys hear Comer came out and said, we got him. We're going to subpoena him. I'll tell you what we will do. We'll play that clip in the next segment. And you probably heard it already. But he's like, we got the goods. So that's coming. We've already mentioned his age multiple times. Already multiple media outlets are mentioning his age. It was no big deal.
Everybody, it's no big deal as long as you can perform.
And up to now, they tolerated the old clown, pretending that he's getting more youthful. Look at, Joe, he's out there. Look at him. Oh, he's got a dance in his step as he falls up the stairs. The man ages in dog years. He's not getting any better. Mentally, physically, anything. And I'm telling you, you can look at Joe Biden and the way he performs and you see his age. It isn't, there's some people that age and you go, okay, we're getting older. But then there's some people you see and you go, ooh,
You're looking kind of rough.
I got a couple of guys I went to high school with. We go to the reunions, and I'm like, you were three grades younger than I was? Grandpa? Great-grandpa? Great-great-grandpa? I mean, these dudes look rode hard and put up wet, as we say in the country. But Joe Biden looks that way. They can't even put enough makeup on him to make... Don't even get me going into Oprah. The point is, Joe Biden is... He's toast. But I want to get into the history of the presidents at this point, because we're going to run out of time. And you'll get to see the plight of Joe Biden. At this time in their terms, Ronald Reagan polled 53% approval. He went on to defeat Walter Mondale in another landslide after having beat Carter. George H.W. Bush had 59% approval, but he lost to Bill Clinton due to a third-party candidacy of Ross Perot Sr. That's the biggest shocker right there. But it was a third-party candidate. Without that, George H.W. Bush wins. And quite frankly, I'm glad he didn't. Bill Clinton, 52% approval, won a second term. George W. Bush polled at 54% in his final term. Barack Obama, 43%, got reelected, mostly due to cheating. Finally, we get to Donald Trump, reportedly polled at 43%. I don't believe it. I think Trump was a rock star at the end of his first term. And those are the numbers they fed us so that we could, you know, see that, oh, he's vulnerable. But Barack Obama won with 43. Why didn't Trump? But here's where we get to Joe Biden. No chance with poll numbers below 40%. 37%. 6 points lower than Donald Trump. This makes it impossible for them to sell another cheat. And this is why the Uniparty is allowing the Republicans to get access to information to seek Joe Biden.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hostages held by Hamas could start to be released soon. It's part of a temporary ceasefire deal that will see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group Hamas released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. Two people are dead following a car explosion at the Canadian border in Niagara Falls, New York. The incident shut down all Western New York bridge crossings into the U.S. temporarily. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill. At least two cars spilled sulfur. The Biden campaign plans to broadcast advertisements in two crucial battleground states during the Detroit Lions-Green Bay Packers game in Michigan and Wisconsin. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter Biden wants people to understand his lack of white privilege when it comes to addiction. He says he's tired of being vilified for his addiction to drugs. He says he's a sufferer. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Do you feel like Hunter Biden? Do you feel sorry for our little Hunter? USA Today reported, Hunter expressed his disappointment in those who would use his addiction against him. Now, keep in mind, Hunter's gone after his old business partners. He is on a scorched earth, mission. It isn't, none of this stuff is his fault. Oh my goodness. Well, how could you possibly blame him? He's a Biden. Over 4 years ago, I chose life over the slow, strangled death grip of addiction, which in my case consisted each day of a bottle of vodka and as many hits on a crack pipe as possible. I am prouder of that choice and of my recovery than anything I've ever done. Hunter Biden wants you to know he's recovered. No more crack pipes for him. No more vodkas for him. No, no, no. He can hang out with the most elite of elites and hold his own. Yeah, he's a good, solid citizen. So what? He doesn't pay his child support. So what? They found that little baggie of cocaine in the White House. It wasn't mine. I think it belonged to somebody in the Secret Service. 4 years ago, he did it. He cracked it. He's got his little AA button or whatever. What do they call it? Druggers Anonymous? He's got his little button to prove it. Now, I want to say something about addiction. I feel sorry for people who suffer from addiction. But they had a choice. See, I can make this statement. I could have been addicted. My father was addicted on drugs. He died a crackhead. I'm speaking of real life situations. My younger brother, David, had to take care. David cries with me. I mean, I wasn't crying, but he cries with me when he talks about our father and him effectively raising his father like a child. Because he was so crack addicted. And so was David's mom. Two crack addicted people whose son is having to go and do things that David said to me, it almost broke my heart. He's like, Kev, man, you don't want to know the stuff I have to do to take care of my mother and my father who were crackheads. I can only imagine. I come to this subject honestly. I'm not making any excuses, but here's what I will tell you. From the moment my dad told me, he said, son, I've been chemically dependent on something since I was 8 years old. And I talked about it in my first book, The Big Black Lie. And I said, I remember him telling me that story, going and having that first drink and everybody laughing. And I was thinking, my family wouldn't have laughed. They would have whooped my butt. But his family laughed. The Jackson side of the family laughed. I could have been a part of that family. It was ready to laugh at an 8-year-old kid drinking dead, so, you know, little remnants of drink and laughing at him. And him thinking it was funny. Oh, that's what makes my folks laugh. They don't get upset with me. I watch them indulge all these alcoholics. My grandmother, they would have, everybody in my family, I would have got 6 butt whoopings. But my dad didn't. And I remember that story. And long before he ever told me that story, I already knew, because people had told me he was a drug addict and an alcoholic. My grandfather, his father, was an alcoholic. I didn't need to hear it. Well, Kevin, it skips a generation. Well, it didn't in mine. I don't know who the alcoholics were, but I know this. I wasn't going to be one. I wasn't going to be addicted to drugs. I wasn't a prude. I saw people do drugs. I was around drugs my whole life. But the thing that kept me from doing them was I said, you have an addictive personality. Never do it. Hunter Biden, I don't know what his story was, but here's what I can tell you. He could have never done it. But he didn't. He did it. But now he wants us to feel sorry for him. He had many opportunities and means to quit. He flunked out of rehab multiple times. He fed the beast. He indulged in drugs so much he almost made it fashionable. The dude used to photograph himself, video himself with scarves in his underwear, in high heels, with prostitutes, weighing cocaine, using cocaine. He made it mainstream, fashionable. It was Studio 50, freaking 4 for him. He documented his crack fuel binges on social media. But he shared these additional insights about it. My experience is not a unique one. Really? Really, Hunter? Your experience isn't unique. Let me tell you where it isn't, okay? It isn't that you're a crackhead. It isn't that you flunk out of rehab. It isn't that you keep going back to the disease. But let me tell you, beyond that, it's unique. Because let me tell you, you don't get raised by a senator, a vice president, and ultimately a cheating into office president. Run a multinational company that is based on influence peddling of your father. Sit on boards. You should Google how many boards Hunter Biden sits on. You don't get people to expunge your purge your record, or what do they call it, expunge your record when you get caught in a traffic stop because you've got cocaine. Your story does have its own unique qualities. It is a unique one. But he tells us 20 million Americans today suffer from substance abuse disorder. Yeah, it's a disorder. Yeah, now it's got a name to it. It's a disorder. I don't know a family that hasn't been impacted in some way by addiction. What is distinct about my situation is I'm the son of the President of the United States. No, Hunter, you were the son of a senator when you were on crack. You were the son of a vice president when you were on crack. Now you're the son of a fake president and you're on crack. And you know what else you did? You put America in harm's way. Your addiction to crack and prostitutes and, I don't know, the thrill of all of this is what has America in two wars. Sorry, Hunter. Your crack addiction was long before this. And by the way, I don't even know that you can convince me, Hunter, that your crack addiction is gone, because that baggie that was in the White House, I still think that was yours. I think that was yours. You got to convince me otherwise. Hunter continues, my struggles and my mistakes have been fodder for a vile, sustained disinformation campaign and an all-out annihilation of my reputation through high-pitched but fruitless congressional investigations. And more recently, criminal charges for possessing an unloaded gun for 11 days, 5 years ago. Charges that appear to be the first of any kind ever brought in history of Delaware. Well, they've been brought everywhere else, Hunter. He thinks he's trying to convince us he's a product of a witch hunt.
Hunter blames others. He jumps on the disinformation campaign to make it our problem. It isn't his. So what? He's a crack addict who sat on boards and who got all kinds of preferential treatment, doesn't pay his child support, statute of limits is allowed to run out on his criminal cases, etc. He doesn't even have to catch a case. He pleads not guilty by reason of, I'm a Biden. Now he's a product of a witch hunt, right? It's our fault. I seem to recall, folks, that all the information we gathered about Hunter Biden came from, anybody? Anybody? Yep. Hunter Biden. Ironically, we got a wealth of information about Hunter Biden from his laptop from hell. And when the laptop was discovered, Hunter pretended that he didn't even know it was his laptop. My laptop. I don't know if that's even mine. I mean, it could be Russian misinformation. The laptop had pornographic pictures, pornographic videos, Hunter with prostitutes, and who knows what else. He kept emails chronicling the family's crooked business and much more. And for Hunter, who, by the way, says nobody got treated like I did. You're right, Hunter, because the FBI didn't keep that information a secret for months for anybody else like they did for you. They knew it was your property, your laptop. But they sat on evidence, and possibly not just about Hunter, but about other family members and their criminal activities. But Hunter says, feel sorry for me. Let's all say it together, folks. Hunter Biden is the victim here. The man who ran point on the Biden family business, a business that sold access to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden then implemented policy that hurt American people. Hunter was put into the spotlight, not by the American people, by his family. And being honest, Hunter ran a decent business for a crackhead. I'm going to give that crackhead some absolute due. But in his plea to stop making him the poster child for addiction, Hunter wants to convince us that he accepts what's happening. He says, I accept that the choices are mine. I'm not a victim. By any standard, I grew up with privilege and opportunity and fully accept the choices and mistakes that I made are mine. I'm accountable for them and will continue to be. That's what recovery is about. Well, Hunter, you're not being a good recovery addict. Because I don't know how many crackheads get the opportunity you got. Actually, I do. Zero. So put the violin away, brother. The demonization of addiction and of human frailty? That's not what we're doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos. Continue listening to this show and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love the desperation of the left. I love seeing it. And I tell you guys all the time to be a fly on the wall as they're planning this stuff. And they're in the long game. They're looking at it beyond, even beyond Trump right now. They're looking at the long game. But the biggest thing right now on their brains, how do they stop Donald Trump? But they got so many other landmines in the minefield, and they forgot where they put them. Somebody destroyed the map. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255.
Yeah, they're walking out there going, be careful, man. We don't know where we put the map. Chucky, Nancy, whoever. They have planted landmines for themselves that they don't know. Uh-oh, when's it going to explode? And they're built by the Chinese. So they're not that dependable. Oh, my goodness. You want to know who's the biggest landmine? Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. All the lies that have been told. God, how many shows can we do about the litany of lies of these people? I talked the other day about Joe Biden. There is no, show me anything that man said from the time that he started running, so-called running for president, to this very day, that Joe Biden hasn't told it was a lie. It hasn't been debunked and proven as a lie. Show me one thing this man has said that was truthful. One.
I didn't spend any time. I don't even know what my son's businesses are. He never got any money. I never got any money. None of my family members got any money. Up, up, up. Yeah, they did. 51 people said that I was not guilty. Yeah. Donald Trump's people were under oath and they said it. What are all lies. Nothing but lies. And the Democrats know it. The media knows it. All the establishment knows it. And they allow these suckers to lie.
And it reminds me of Blasey Ford when they went after Cap. Just think about everything they do to get us, and they just lie. Oh, just Jussie Smollett got beat up by two Trump supporters. Can you even come up with a more childish lie than what Jussie Smollett said? And these people ran with it. They wanted to. Kamala Harris, this is a terrible thing to be going after people in the LGBT community, blah, 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 blah. And what was funny, during that period, I was reading under the covers, you know, some stuff, and the LGBT community was going, you know what? This doesn't pass the smell test. Even they went, wait a minute, this might backfire on us. And they were giving Jussie, you better be not lying, man, because this is big. You are putting us out there. And he lied. And the media, oh, this is a hate crime. Oh, these Trump people are haters. We had nothing to do with it.
A Democratic building was destroyed, blah, blah, blah.
It was the Republicans. And then you get the truth. Oh, it was a Democrat that did it. Everywhere you look, it was a Democrat that did it. It was a Democrat that did it. It was a Democrat that did it. They destroy stuff. They create chaos. They lie.
Oh, there was a noose found on a college campus at a black girl's room.
She did it. Why? Boyfriend broke up with her. Or she didn't get a good grade.
George Floyd, a criminal, gets killed of his own accord. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, black people, we crazy. They just oppressing us all over the place.
Yeah, they're oppressing you. When the cops go to arrest a drug-addicted clown who is trying to pass a phony $20 bill that a five-year-old could spot. But yeah, it's America's fault, isn't it? Sorry if I don't fall for it. See, I was born with a brain, and then I trained it. I learned how to use it. I honed it. And I might not be the brightest bulb in the box, but I ain't the dimmest. I know that. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is urging the Justice Department to investigate a former business associate, Tony Bobulinski. The Biden team claims that Bobulinski lied to federal investigators during an interview in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election. Now, let's just stop there for a second. I already mentioned, Joe Biden is a documented liar on everything leading up to the 2020 election. The FBI, documented liars on all of this. Tony Bobulinski, who has to find the guts to say so, you know, to even accuse a Biden, not because the Bidens are such a strong family, but because the Democrats are so vile and cruel and vitriolic, and they want revenge. So Hunter Biden says, you know that guy that was on the inside that we asked to come and join us and do all this stuff? That guy, he's a liar. Yeah. Now, this is coming from a crackhead who likes to put his porn and his drug abuse on the computer and who won't even admit that daddy's the big guy, even and doesn't pay his child support. What do I need to give you resume-wise about Hunter Biden to tell you that maybe he isn't quite as good of a guy as his daddy claims he is? What do you need to hear? Huh? I'm here all day. He's a scumbag, is what Hunter Biden is. And he's been carried by his father. Now, he came by it honestly. He watched his daddy, his wheeling-dealing daddy, the guy that's been begging for buttermilk his whole political career, and when the time came, he took advantage of it. And to be honest with you, he's a chili pimp compared to some of these other people. Joe Biden, the money that he's earned in a crooked way, wouldn't even fill Hillary Clinton's, one of her bras, her bra cups. I mean, she ain't that heavy-chested. That lady and her family have bilked billions out of people. They are worth more money than they ever should have been. They haven't contributed a single thing to this world, in my opinion, in any significant way, even though I do give Bill Clinton credit for his presidency. But I'm talking about from a product perspective. They haven't done anything. No thought leadership. Bill Clinton was successful because of Newt Gingrich. But they are mega millionaires. And the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation should be shut down and those people in prison. And they go around still throwing lavish galas and still collecting money. Probably have rebooted it for the most part. And Tony Bobulinski comes along and he says, you know, I know the inside scoop of how this stuff works, how these Bidens are lying, how they're cheating people, etc. And Hunter says, he's lying! Self-described global businessman Tony Bobulinski came forward in 2020 with allegations that the Bidens had lied to the public about the nature of then-candidate Joe Biden's involvement in his son's proposed overseas businesses. All of the allegations contained in Mr. Lowell's 10-page letter to U.S. Attorney Graves are patently false, and I look forward to exposing those lies and laying out the facts in a public forum. Now, this is the guy that went on Tucker to talk about this. And let me tell you, he's going about it the wrong way, because they will expose him. You know what happens to people that go after the left. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done nothing. He's got 91 indictments. If you don't think the Bidens are wanting to get Tony Bobulinski, man, they would like to shut that dude down like you wouldn't believe. It takes guts to go against the left. I see why people stick with them. You know, I've told you guys that I can't go back. The thing that I'm really great at, where I could easily solve my money problems, I can't even go back into. They're going to Google me, and they're going to find out this guy actually had the audacity to give his opinion about something, and it happens that his opinion is true. We can't hire him. He might offend too many people with the truth. So what? He's great at what he does. Doesn't matter. You bite the bullet. Trust me, Melissa and I have had these conversations. I've had this conversation with God, going, God, you put me on a course where I can't even go back and do what I do. And I'm not Kevin Spacey. I'm not a guy that spent his life acting. Then you find out he's buggering little boys. The things that I've done are bad. I stand behind every single thing I've ever written or said. I stand behind it. Anyway, Bobulinski, he was talking about this case, and he said, I'm willing to absolutely go to battle with the Biden family over what I said. He says, if they want to take this, here's what he says, all the allegations are false, and I'd love to expose the lies. He says, it's sad for our country that Hunter, Jim, and Joe Biden, along with Abe Lowell, know all, they are all false and are trying to weaponize the DOJ against me. He says, if Hunter Biden and the Biden family are so determined to ensure that the full truth is put before the American people, Hunter, Jim, and Joe and I should all appear together before Congress, publicly and under oath. He says they can name the date, the time, the place, and I would certainly be willing to do that for the American people. Do you think the Bidens would issue that kind of a declaration? No, they want to intimidate.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.